Kevin LaRance with us, University of Kentucky beef cattle specialist. And Kevin, the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA, as it's known for short, tell us about, it's getting ready to do it, and we're going to do it a different way this year. Tell us a bit about the BQA and the program coming up this year.
Well, the BQA program originally was a national program that, oh, it kind of evolved through the 80s and 90s into what it is today. It is today from a national standpoint. And Kentucky, you know, jumped on somewhere in the, I guess, late 1990s and had its own program that was more tailored toward Kentucky producers. But what has evolved here in the last, you know, 5-6 years is we've had a group of producers go on a retreat, and from that retreat, a program called the Cattle Handling and Care Program came out, and it was more taking BQA to another level. And so after that program was a success, we decided to combine our Kentucky BQA with our Kentucky Cattle Handling and Care. And now we've got the program called the Kentucky BQCA, so Beef Quality and Care Assurance. So we've kind of put those two programs together, and it satisfies the certification for any kind of BQA certification. And it's just basically doing things right, you know, what beef producers have always done, but just documenting what we're doing and letting folks know that we're handling these cattle the right way, treating them the right way, and ensuring that we have a safe, wholesome beef supply.
For people who may not know, what are some things that you cover in the BQA program, Kevin?
You know, it starts with basics. You know, we've got on the one that we have now, we have four modules right now, but every 3 years, producers have to go through what we call Module A, or the basics of BQA, and that involves how we handle our how we treat livestock for sickness, how we treat them for preventative health, how we handle antibiotics in the right way, making sure we do the right withdrawals, the injection sites, how we actually administer products to our cattle. And making sure everything is done in the right way. And it's just a good review. Every 3 years, our producers go through the primers and just reemphasize how we're doing things, best management practices, again, just to make sure everything, and drive the point home that we're producing beef. We're not just raising cattle, we're producing beef, and it's going to be on somebody's dinner plate very shortly when it leaves our farm.
As far as people and the general public, what does this mean for the general public out there, Kevin?
Well, I would like to think it puts some confidence that our general public will have confidence that we as beef suppliers and beef producers are doing things the right way, and that when they go to the grocery store and buy their steaks or that roast or whatever, that they've got confidence that it's been handled the right way and it's wholesome. And You know, beef goes through a lot of inspections and a lot of there's a lot of scrutiny from the time it leaves the farm, and then when it's at the farm, time it leaves the farm and goes through the supply chain. And quite honestly, there's a lot of misinformation out there, as far as what's happening in these packing plants and what happens, at the retail level. And BQA just tries to, maybe fill those information gaps, if you will, and I think if the more producers or consumers, I should say, learn about how we do things, I think the more confident I think they'll feel about, buying beef and serving beef to their families at home.
It's going to be a little different this year for BQA because of all the things going on with COVID-19. How are their classes going to be held this year, Kevin?
Well, now the way we do these trainings, historically, it's been pretty much driven by our ag and natural resource extension agents at the county level. So say a county agent in, say, Christian County or Tree County would have a training, and then producers would come in and we'd show them videos or whatnot, and then they have to take an exam and pass the exam on that material. Now, with the virus situation, the pandemic, and we can't have those type of public meetings, we decided as a group, as the beef group, and with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, we got together and decided to make this thing available online. So we've moved these modules online to an online learning platform. It's part of the e-extension platform. And so now producers can access these modules, educational modules, from their home computer, access and be able to go through the training at home individually. So just trying to meet the needs of folks whose certifications are expiring, you know, and need to get recertified.
So people would like to do that, would like to work for it. How do they do that, Kevin? Just get a hold of their agent, or they just find it online, or what?
Yeah, again, they can go online, but now what we've delivered this information to our A&R agents. Our A&R agents are in, you know, the ones that are going to get the word out. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with them just going online and finding the e-extension would be one way they could, you know, do a web search for e-extension, Kentucky Beef Quality and Care Assurance, you know. Any of those kind of searches should turn this thing up. And when they get on there, they'll have to log in. And you know, like a lot of these online platforms, you have to register and create an account and then to have access to the coursework.
Very good. I think it'll work well for what I need to do then. So do you want to...